Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Shereen Colbert, a.k.a. Life Coach ATL. I'm here with my co-host and daughter,
Taylor Colbert.
And we want to welcome you to our You Are Dope podcast, where we are here to uplift, inspire, spread some love, and have a little bit of fun while we're doing it. Our podcast will be airing every other Wednesday. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you be good to yourself. You are a gift to the world, and you are dope. What is going on, good people? We are back with another episode, and today we are talking about, I need to find out if this is a man thing, a woman thing, a black and white thing. I need to find out what it is, but I'm going to go ahead and be very transparent and honest and just tell y'all from the jump, I don't like going to the doctor. Now, I will go to the doctor to go and get my physical. I will go and do all the necessary things that I need to do to make sure that I'm good, but I got a 3-month checkup that I do. And if it's not in that 3-month checkup time, I don't care what's going on with me. I'm not going to the doctor. And I don't know where that comes from. I have great insurance, but I just am like, nah, I'm good. So recently something happened, Taylor, and you can attest to this because I was at your graduation when it happened. I had some kind of weird breakout on my face. Now, mind you, this was slowly but surely coming up, but I was like, oh, it'll be fine. And I have a friend that's a dermatologist, and I reached out to him. I was like, yo, man, something's going on with my skin. I don't know what it is. I'm having some kind of allergic reaction. So he was like, all right, bet. What I'll do is I will prescribe you something. So he prescribed me something. It didn't work. He prescribed me something else. It didn't work. Whatever he was prescribing me, it was actually kind of making my skin worse. So like when I showed up for graduation, I looked like I had a yeast infection on my face. I mean, it was really bad, but I still was like, I'm good. I don't need to go to the doctor. And everybody's looking at me like, yo, you need to go to a dermatologist. And I'm like, I'm good. It'll go away. Do y'all know that lasted for 3 months? 3 months I was walking around here looking like a fool. 3 months. And then finally what ended up happening is I actually did WebMD or whatever it's called, the tele thing. And I talked to another dermatologist and he told me what I had was this thing called folliculitis. T, I know you had that when you were a kid. And they gave me the right prescription. They gave me everything. But had I just done that in the very beginning, I probably could have got rid of that mess 3 months ago. 3 months it took me. T, do you feel like you have that same issue as far as women are concerned? Do women have that?
Hold on. First of all, I didn't realize I had no folliculitis when I was a child.
Yes, you did have it. You and Kennedy, y'all both had it.
I guess it runs in the family. I'm not going to lie. Actually, no. I go to the doctor for any and everything. And I don't really know why that is. I know my sister's a hypochondriac, so she'll go to the doctor for literally anything. Me, though, I feel like if I'm sick, randomly, I'll go. If I need, like, my regular checkups, like, I don't know. But I feel like as a woman, you have to be aware of things. Well, as a person in general, you listen to your body. Like, you know, if your body's breaking out in hives and you're scratching your skin off, you know. I don't know if telehealth, but I don't know. My first choice wouldn't be telehealth. I would be an urgent care. Or, you know, scheduling my primary care doctor. But, you know, we all have our things.
I
feel like for men, one of them is fear. Like, fear that y'all are going to find something or it's going to be more than what it is. I also feel like masculinity definitely plays a role in it. Because it's like, you know, I'm big, I'm a man, I don't need to go to the doctor, I can just be a man and deal with it. But no, you should go. And I just feel like it would eradicate so many things. Like, for example, I feel like I heard that prostate cancer is more commonly found in men, and y'all don't go to the doctor, so y'all don't get it until, or go see about it until it's stage 4, and then it's like, well,
Well, for me now again, I want to make sure that I correct that you hear me. Like for things like that, I definitely will go to the doctor. Like to go get a colonoscopy, I will go do that. I have a 3-month checkup, I go do that. But anything else, I'm like, I'm good. I'm gonna be all right. But clearly, I am not. Clearly, I'm walking around here looking crazy. Like I have a yeast infection on my face. It was not cute at all. And I think that a lot more men are like this, especially like older black men. The older black men are the ones that I see that are like, I ain't going to no doctor. I ain't letting nobody look at my booty hole. I ain't in that gay shit. Like, wait, whoa, where'd you even get that from, bro? Like, you got to go to the doctor to make sure that you get your regular checkups. Now, everything else, I cannot say that I honestly do on a regular basis. Man, I've broken my ankle before and been like, oh, I'll be fine. It'll heal. I have just done a lot of stupid things. Okay, let's call it what it is. Call a spade a spade. Call a lot of stupid things because I just didn't want to go to the doctor. But
y'all,
I want to maybe
his
even
constructed his ACL. He stepped in a hole, tore his ACL, and never went to the doctor. So his ACL reconstructed on its own. What?
Not the smartest thing in the world. It was not. I didn't acknowledge that. Okay, but I also think that there's some type there with me. There's some type of fear there about going to the doctor, and what it is for me. And I have to change my mindset. But and I know this is going to sound funny when I say it, but my mom, she died in a hospital, and so when I go to hospitals, I get that. Like I can still remember the smell and the stench of the hospital and the. Like I could just, she was in a convalescent home basically. And so I could just remember that and remember how sick she got. So each time that I would go to the doctor or go to the hospital, that's what my image is. So I'm like fearful of that. So that's a big reason why I don't go. Like I don't like going to hospitals or doctors on a regular basis because of that. So that's the truth.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. I mean, that definitely makes sense. I just don't want your fear to, you know, kill you in the end.
Like damn, not kill me. I don't think it's going to do that.
Okay, well, not kill. Sorry. Maybe that was a little extreme. But, you know.
A little?
I always recommend go to your checkups. When they're scheduled for a reason. Like, you have checkups for a reason. Other than that, if you have a problem. Okay, hold on. Let me pause. This goes for the privileged people who may be able to afford insurance, because I know that health insurance probably isn't as worldwide as people who do have it. So in this case, it's hard. But if you have the means, I would say use the means to the best of your ability. You're paying for it. Your insurance is paying for it. If you can afford it, take advantage of it. If you can go to the doctor and you have multiple visits that you know you can go to them. You should ever have an excuse as to why you don't take care of yourself outside of, you know, eating healthy. If you have a doctor, go to that doctor. Like, they're not here for fun. Like, they're trained professionals to come and help you. So I feel like just listen to your body. If your body is telling you something, listen to it. Like, it's not telling you for fun. It's not telling you, oh, I'm inflamed. Like, this is so fun. Like, look at me. No, go to the doctor. Take care of it. Yeah. I definitely feel like it's a man thing, though. Because, you know, men also die faster than women. And I just feel like we're hyper aware of things. So, yeah.
You are talking a lot about death. Damn, daddy, don't die. Men die
okay,
early.
Well,
good
no,
God.
No. I mean, that's the truth. So, that's the truth. But, yeah. I mean, it could go to that point where, you know.
You got stuck.
Least.
I'm not sure what happened, but you got stuck. But anyway, y'all. Yo, that concludes our session for today. We just want to make sure that you guys are out there going to go get your at least your checkups. If at least you can go get a colonoscopy for a man, if you can go get your breast checkup for a woman, you know, just make sure you go get your regular checkups to at least make sure that you're healthy and you're around for those people that care and love about you and love you. Again, I've made some really not so smart choices in the past, but I'm going to do better because you can tell the student has become the teacher, as in my daughter. So she would get on me all the time like, Pop, you need to go to the doctor. You need to go to the doctor. You need to go to the doctor. And I'm like, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. But in my age, as I get older, I do listen a little bit more. I wish I would not have let this thing on my face go as long as it did, especially being a life coach and having to see my clients. I was a tad bit embarrassed, but it's over with now and it's better now. So again, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. That does conclude this episode today of You Are Dope. Go get them checkups. They are very, very, very important. You can save your life because you are
dope.
There we go. Let's get it. All right, your connection is not very good. Like, you kept cutting out, like, a few times.